We have a thumbs up.
We have a thumbs up, okay. Good morning, I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. We're on day 15 of our Honka session. It's April 12, 2018, and the time is 10:02 a.m. I'm going to ask the Clerk of Congress, Shanna Walker, to pray this morning.
Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this weather and the beautiful sunshine that you've provided us. Father, I thank you for spring and the new life that it brings. And I just ask, Lord, that you just breathe new life into this nation. I pray, Father, that you would give each person here a clear mind to think the thoughts that you would have them think and to make the decisions that would fulfill your perfect will for this nation. Lord, I pray that you would just guide us with each and every step that we take today. Be with those who are in mourning, be with those who are sick, and Lord, be with those who are protecting each and every one of us. Father, I pray all these things in your Son's most precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supernoff.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 11th. Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The journal for April 11th is approved. Reports of select committees, Congressman Tillman.
$161,340 to establish an alternate effective date.
voting yes for Whitehorn, Edwards, Walker, and Mason, and absent was Pratt and Superman. The second bill to consider was Bill Number OMCA 1808, an act authorizing appropriate $30,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker was the sponsor. We met on that bill yesterday, April 11th. And the final committee action was to pass bill amendments, voting yes for Whitehorn, Pratt, Edwards, Mason, and Walker, and one absent was Superman.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered Bill Number OMCA 1820, an act to authorize appropriate $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Petoskey Overlay Service Area from the Economic Development Fund to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Committee actions do pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, and Mason. Voting no, Norris. Good advice.
Thank you. Okay, next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce? There are no bills on first reading. General Order Day 1, second reading.
OMCA 1817 is an act to authorize victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking to have confidential addresses acknowledged and utilized by the Osage Nation so they can still receive services and to establish an alternate effective date. OMCA 1818 is an act to amend the criminal code to strengthen the language and increase penalties for violence and domestic violence crimes authored by the Violence Against Women Act and the Indian Civil Rights Act and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Reading OMCA 1819, an act to amend the criminal code to require that indigent criminal defendants be afforded effective counsel, to afford effective counsel to indigent defendants by the Osage Nation, to establish special domestic violence criminal jurisdiction over non-indigent defendants, and to establish an alternate effective date. Next is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed, and I would entertain a 10-minute recess to prepare. So, motion to recess for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed say no. We're in recess for 10 minutes.